Twin Sisters Digital Media presents A Child's Garden of Verses, written by Robert Louis Stevenson, illustrated by Mary Ann Doerr. A Child's Garden of Verses. Bed in Summer. In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way, I have to go to bed by day. I have to go to bed and see the birds still hopping on the tree, or hear the grown-up people's feet still going past me in the street. And does it not seem hard to you when all the sky is clear and blue? And I should like so much to play, to have to go to bed by day. At the seaside. When I was down beside the sea, a wooden spade they gave to me to dig the sandy shore. My holes were empty like a cup. In every hole the sea came up, till it could come no more. Rain. The rain is raining all around. It falls on field and tree. It rains on the umbrellas here and on the ships at sea. Autumn fires. In the other gardens and all up the vale, from the autumn bonfires, see the smoke trail. Pleasant summer over, and all the summer flowers. The red fire blazes, the gray smoke towers. Sing a song of seasons, something bright in all. Flowers in the summer, fires in the fall. The swing. How do you like to go up in a swing? Up in the air so blue? Oh, I do think it's the pleasantest thing ever a child can do. Up in the air and over the wall, till I can see so wide. Rivers and trees and cattle and all, over the countryside. Till I look down on the garden green, down on the roof so brown. Up in the air, I go flying again, up in the air and down. The Land of Nod. From breakfast on through all the day, at home among my friends I stay. But every night I go abroad, afar into the Land of Nod. All by myself I have to go, with none to tell me what to do. All alone beside the streams and up the mountainsides of dreams. The strangest things are there for me, both things to eat and things to see, and many frightening sights abroad, till morning in the Land of Nod. Try as I like to find the way, I never can get back by day, nor can remember plain and clear the curious music that I hear. Time to rise. A birdie with a yellow bill hopped upon the windowsill, cocked his shining eye and said, "Ain't you shamed, you sleepyhead?" Happy thought. The world is so full of a number of things, I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings. The moon. The moon has a face like the clock in the hall. She shines on thieves on the garden wall, on streets and fields and harbor quays, and birdies asleep in the forks of the trees. The squalling cat and the squeaking mouse, the howling dog by the door of the house, the bat that lies in bed at noon, all love to be out by the light of the moon. but all of the things that belong to the day, cuddle to sleep to be out of her way. And flowers and children close their eyes, till up in the morning the sun shall arise. The cow. The friendly cow, all red and white, I love with all my heart. She gives me cream with all her might, to eat with apple tart. She wanders lowing here and there, and yet she cannot stray. All in the pleasant open air, the pleasant light of day. And blown by all the winds that pass, and wet with all the showers, she walks among the meadow grass, and eats the meadow flowers. My bed is a boat. My bed is like a little boat. Nurse helps me in when I embark. She girds me in my sailor's coat and starts me in the dark. At night I go on board and say, good night to all my friends on shore. I shut my eyes and sail away and see and hear no more. And sometimes things to bed I take, as prudent sailors have to do. Perhaps a slice of wedding cake, perhaps a toy or two. All night across the dark we steer, but when the day returns at last, safe in my room beside the pier, I find my vessel fast. Singing. Of speckled eggs the birdie sings, and nests among the trees. The sailor sings of ropes and things, in ships upon the seas. The children sing in far Japan, the children sing in Spain. The organ with the organ man is singing in the rain. Auntie's skirts. Whenever Auntie moves around, her dresses make a curious sound. They trail behind her up the floor and trundle after through the door. Where go the boats? Dark brown is the river, golden is the sand. It flows along forever with trees on either hand. Green leaves a-floating, castles of the foam, boats of mine a-boating, where will all come home? On goes the river and out past the mill, away down the valley, away down the hill, away down the river, 100 miles or more, other little children shall bring my boats ashore. To my mother. You too, my mother, read my rhymes for love of unforgotten times, and you may chance to hear once more the little feet along the floor.